720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio on Thanksgiving, and excited to have on the line longtime friend of the program and one of America's favorite food stars, you know, and lover on the hit show The Kitchen on Food Network, Food Network Magazine, Cooking for Real, Homemade in America. She never stops, author, inventor, veteran, and visionary, Sunny Anderson. Welcome to WGN.
Dane, happy eating season. Sound like I'm doing so much.
Well, you just need to kind of check a look at your calendar. You absolutely never stop. It is Thanksgiving Day today, so yes. Happy Thanksgiving as we all kind of get together and celebrate in our different ways. I'm in studio again for like the 10th consecutive year, but as people celebrate with their family and foods and flavors, people want to know, what does a Sunny Anderson Thanksgiving look like?
Well, Dane, it has changed because, you know, quite like you, I was always caught up working on Thanksgiving because this is our season, you know? So I'd always hang out at like the Today Show or Good Morning America. This year I declined mostly because I'm still like, you know, it's gonna be like 20 chefs and I just am still weirded out about getting in a room with so many people. So it's just here on Rescue Mountain in New Jersey. You know, I've got 5 dogs, 3 cats and a hungry man. And so I'm just going to cook myself to death today and then watch the game.
Okay. Well, think about this. You mentioned some of the history and some of the ways that people celebrate over time. When I think, and I'm sure some of the listeners can agree, like, so my childhood Thanksgiving, you know, it had all sort of the normal team photo of stuff. You know, you had your green bean casserole, you had your turkey, you had your mashed potatoes and some other things. But as we've traveled, I think all of us and a lot of listeners too, through this sort of journey through the food world and working in it, like, you have become accustomed to and introduced to so many cool different, either whether it's flavors or cultures or diversity or whatever things you want to build into that day. So are there things that you have added to, because, you know, you do whatever you want, that you've added to sort of the day that would not have been on like your childhood Thanksgiving table?
Oh, totally. You know, my grandma's squash pie is something that is a must. We never really had it growing up because we were in the military moving around. So anytime I can add that to it. And then one of them, and that recipe actually, it's so funny. I just visited her a couple of weeks ago and we were talking about it. And she was like, I wish you wouldn't give people my recipe, you know, because grandmothers love to hold on to their recipe.
Yes, they do.
And I'm like, but grandma, you gave them the recipe. You were on camera with me. Do you forget that moment? So it's just so sweet. But last year I had this special that I did called Turkey Day's Sunny's Way. And I reached out to some of my friends in the business to add recipes to the tabletop. And one of the recipes came in from Ronnie Wu. And he'd been on like Food Network on The Kitchen a couple of times. I really loved his energy. And he's a healthy guy. So it's so nice to have something that's like a nod to health on the table. And he made this miso butter green beans recipe that just rocked my world. And it's just, so I did it last year for Thanksgiving because it was, you know, we taped before the actual holiday. So I was able to kind of have a advance on the recipe. And then throughout the year, I made variations of it. So definitely doing it again. Usually on Thanksgiving, it would only be collard greens or turnip greens. But I find myself looking forward to his green bean recipe. And it's miso and butter. So it's still not super healthy. You know what I mean? It is so delicious, Dane. You've got to try it. Like, I am pushing someone else's recipe right now.
Oh, well, if it's good, it's good, right? And you just, as an enthusiast, so it's so great to share great stuff. And we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that as well. So you mentioned if it's good, it's good. And you're out there as an enthusiast sharing great things that you love and that you experience, hoping people can do the same. Any chance, because in the news recently, any chance that chimichangas are going to make it onto onto the menu today, or at least at some point during the holiday season?
What you're talking about is this crazy good Mexican restaurant I went to in the middle of Virginia. I don't even want to say a middle of nowhere, but it's this town called Amelia Courthouse. And they have only like 2 restaurants in town. And one of them's called Mi Jalisco. I was there working, went out to dinner one night. And the first night was so good, I ended up going 3 nights in a row. I would have gone 4 nights in a row, but quite honestly, I was embarrassed. I just thought they're going to think I don't ever eat or cook. And then I'd also bought all these groceries to cook at this Airbnb that I'd rented. And I was like ignoring the groceries, kind of like when you go and you get, you know, tons of groceries and you order pizza out that night.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
But so, yes, I have a love affair with chimichanga. It's a burrito that's deep fried. So what's not to love? You know what's so funny you say that is maybe there's a turkey chimichanga in my future with the turkey leftovers. That's not a bad idea. Can smother it with gravy.
Well, if someone's going to invent that, you know, you have that street cred, right? And that inventor DNA to go ahead and do that. When it comes to, so people think of Thanksgiving, there's a lot of stuff going on for us work and we'll enjoy it. But of course, it really does last like the whole weekend. You know, it's Thursday, it's Friday, it's Saturday, it's Sunday. They call it leftovers. And so many times we'll do segments on like, what are the great leftovers? But really, it's such a thing that it isn't like, oh my gosh, we didn't finish this. What are we going to do? It's like, you know, this is happening. It should just be called like Thanksgiving phase two, or there should be something non-leftover about the leftover.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think sometimes like we get so bogged down with like, what do we do with the leftovers? I gotta tell you, if you don't feel like remixing, there is nothing better than putting your food in a plastic bag, sucking all the air out of it, putting it in the freezer, and in like 2 or 3 weeks, revisiting Thanksgiving dinner.
What?
Maybe a month. I've done it. Listen, I still have a big hunk of ham from last year in the freezer, but I love nothing more than having Thanksgiving in like January, February, and all straight from my freezer. So you don't have to be fooled into making like, you know, pumpkin puree pancakes or, you know, I mean, it happens. I've done these recipes and I've shared them, you know. I even mentioned it earlier, like I'll take some turkey and make an eggs benedict, you know, with the stuffing as the English muffin, and then you put the turkey over the top and then the egg and then the gravy. I get that and everything, but if you're like done with it, don't forget you can also just freeze it, you know, and a few weeks or months later, it is the nicest present to have. You know, sometimes especially it's like that dollar that you leave in a coat, or $20, and you put the coat on the new season and you're like, oh, I forgot I even had it there. It's the same thing with your freezer. You could open it up one day and say, oh my goodness, we have Thanksgiving tonight. It's, you know what I mean?
You know, because that's the big downside is all that prep and everything. Because everybody sits down at Thanksgiving, at least we do, and say like, this is awesome. Why don't we do this all the time? Well, because it's kind of hard. That is genius. Of course, you have to exercise a little self-control and save yourself some plates. But you could do it. If you do it, like if you make the plates as you're making them, take maybe 4 or 5 of them, set them aside, put them in the freezer. That's genius. That is actually.
Dude, I do it all the time. Like it saves money too, Dane. Like, let's be real, it's expensive this year and it's not getting easier. You know, the supply chain stuff and, you know, people are deciding not to do turkeys, maybe something different. You know, I say if you can, you know, do a turkey again this year, do it. It's only 10 or 14% higher than last year, which only really meters out to $1 or $2. I mean, we deal with that at the gas tank when we're filling up our tank and stuff like that. But my whole thing is don't worry about the money you spend on the front end. Think about the money you lose on the back end. That's why I really say, like, don't lose your leftovers to the trash or just leftover malaise. Put it in the freezer, you know, and then, like, maybe in a few weeks you'll want to eat it. I just ate gumbo last night that I made 3 months ago.
Wow. Okay?
But I was like, I want some gumbo, and I'm working so hard on this meal. I don't feel like making anything else. Let me look into the freezer for what's left, you know?
That is amazing. Okay, so this is one of those days when multiple worlds of Sonny Anderson collide, right? Whether it's the radio world and the broadcast and the sharing world for all of the fans, also the food world and everything that goes along with that, and the football world, which, of course, you're a huge fan and participant creating the one and only Inflatium. So how does that work for you? Like, how do you, like, divvy up your time from whether it's the eating part or the football part, and do you build the Inflatium in? Do you just pull one out, inflate it, just so, like, hey, so you and your babe, your invention can watch the game.
Right. So first, Dane, always thank you so much, because as a female in this game, inventing a sporting goods food apparatus, which is basically a inflatable snack stadium that I dubbed Inflatium, it's just not the norm. So thank you so much for supporting me. But I got to be honest with you, because, you know, that's what I do with you, Dane. on Thanksgiving, I'm not opening up that inflatium, right? I leave it for playoff time because my table is just so lit with food. But one Thanksgiving I did when I visited my parents down in Atlanta, I opened up the inflatium and we enjoyed, you know, snacks instead of like a Thanksgiving meal. And it was great. You know, I feel like Thanksgiving always overlooks the whole idea of football. There are three games on, and we all know it's been the Lions forever, right? Like, I can't, even growing up, Dan, I know we're in Chicago, and you guys hate to talk about the Lions, but the Bears are also playing them on Thanksgiving.
No, Sonny, think about this. They give us the opportunity always, right? You know, enjoy Thanksgiving with us. The Lions are always there, and they also, and, you know, deference to our great listeners in Michigan, but they know this, is they're also giving us the best opportunity this year for a win, because the Lions are kind of terrible. So, but they're going to sacrifice the win to give just, I think, Chicago, you know, an opportunity to get a little love today.
It's been a couple of wonky years for football. But yeah, I would say, like, if you are thinking about today being more about football than it is Thanksgiving, I'm right there with you. I'm watching the game. I want everyone to be quiet. I think, you know, you do the meal early. That's the funny thing as well, Dean. I find when I ask around, people have their meals at different times. You know, we're eating Thanksgiving dinner by 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Is that wrong?
No, I don't think so, because you know that it's going to be, see, here's the things whether it's the leftover thing and realizing that this is going to be something that's happening, or the fact that there's going to be almost like multiple meal times, right? You almost need to, are you doing the late dinner or the early dinner or both, exactly. Right?
Yeah. So when you, it's all about maximizing your meals, right? So if you can push Thanksgiving earlier, then you can, by halftime of the first game, you know, the Bears and the Lions, you could be eating game food. And then, you know, by time the 4 o'clock and then the 8 o'clock game comes on, you're done with Thanksgiving and you can still do the snacks. You can do like nachos or hot dogs. And just think about it. You've got all these other accoutrements that you can have fun with. If you do mac and cheese, you can fry it and make mac and cheese balls. But, you know, for me, game day is the biggest part of Thanksgiving. It's so much fun. You know, just even the concept, it's the middle of the week. You get to sit down on the couch all day long and just watch the game. So the commercials start kicking in fun. It's like you see a pre-Super Bowl vibe going on with the commercials. They're spending their money because they know that the people are home watching TV. So you actually get a show. But this season and last season of NFL have been just, I don't know, have you been watching? It's just been so difficult.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends. If your interests and affiliations can extend beyond the immediate situation with the Bears, you can still enjoy football if you're a football fan. Exactly. You know, so I looked, you know, before we got on the phone, I looked and checked out the Giants. I don't know that they're going to make. I don't know that they're going to make the playoffs.
Hey,
so when it comes to,
I can't hear you. You're breaking up, Dane. Rick, what?
I'm so sorry. We're in the same
Eli
boat.
Manning is a legend. What?
The legacy cannot be, you know, cannot be overstated. Well, but for playoffs, are you going to take the inflatum to any one of these other games? You know, maybe some of the playoff games around the country. That would be awesome.
Yes. So, you know, actually I had those trips planned last year, and then obviously we got hit with quarantine. But my goal is to get to a lot of the tailgating cities, especially Tampa, because if people don't know, Tampa Bay, you know, tailgates like no other. It's truly one of the stadiums you should go to if you're into football, just like going to the Mecca of football up there, you know, with Green Bay. I went there and the tailgating is just on steroids. So definitely am going to bring my inflatium to some tailgates, and not even just NFL, the collegiate football, they tailgate like no other as well. So I really do want to get out there and permeate the market. You know, we've been at Party City now for 5 football seasons, and we're doing well. I've grown the line with a couple of extra products, seeing what works and what doesn't. But, you know, the big centerpiece is Inflatium, and I'm just truly so proud. I mean, anyone that's listening that might have an idea or a concept, and you have pitched it to your friends or to people in business, and they give you those blank stares, I just, because Dane, I got those blank stares for 3 years from a team that no longer works with me.
Because Sonny,
I just felt that I was
It makes so much sense, right?
Because it makes sense to me.
You look at that thing and you look at what it does and what it brings you, and you wonder, like, well, how did we not always have, how did, like, Thomas Edison not come up with one of these a million, right? It just makes so much sense.
Listen, Dane, true story. I wanted one for myself. I just didn't want to put it together. Every snack stadium I saw was, you know, cardboard, aluminum. People were building it. So I just Googled it to see if I could buy one. And when I realized, one, I couldn't buy one, there wasn't one available. And two, there were a ton of pages when I Googled telling you and showing you how to build it, even people offering to build one for you. I thought, well, there's got to be a market for this. And, you know, I decided that when I could sketch it and conceptualize it. But then when we actually got to brass tacks and I got to the engineers and everything, then it was really about, well, will I buy it? So it had to be inexpensive because I am, you know, GZ likes to call me parsimonious on the kitchen, which is just a real fancy word for cheap. So, you know, I was
strategic.
Strategically cheap, man, because it's not about the money that you make. It's the money that you save that really takes care of you. But, like, that was just my goal, is I'm my own customer, quite honestly. If this were on the market, I would have bought it myself. And I like that it's reusable. So I just want anyone that is thinking of an idea and you think it's great, just because you get a few no's doesn't mean that it's not a great idea. You know, just keep thinking, keep dreaming, keep looking for the right room to be in that will understand it. You know, quite honestly, Dane, I was pitching to a bunch of guys who the only time they probably go to a football game is if they have like 50-yard line, you know, corporate seats and you're fetting, you know, like a client or something. They don't watch the game. They're not of it. So I was really actually pitching to the wrong room, to be real with you.
Well, this thing, Sonny, and of course we're talking to Sonny Anderson, Food Network superstar, inventor of the Inflatium. Anything is possible, and it is really such an inspiration, right, to come up with something. Because there's a lot of people that are listening right now that are hearing that and saying that I've got a great idea. You know, people can do it. A person right in front of you and on the radio today has done it, and links up for the Inflatium at WGNradio.com. On Thanksgiving, it is a great day, and Sonny, we're going to let you get back to the football watching and the food and all of that stuff, but we can't thank you enough for taking some time out on this day to spend it with our listeners here on WGN.
Dane, I'm so thankful for you and your crew. You've just always been such a nice guy and supporter. I don't know, maybe it's because we're both radio heads, and I used to be in radio, but I gotta tell you, I just really truly appreciate it, and I hope everyone that's listening to you right now has a good holiday season, can enjoy it with friends and family and their doggies and their cats and other four-legged friends that they might, even two, maybe they have birds. I just want everyone to have a good holiday season. It has been a interesting year and some change. And truthfully, a time to be thankful for what we have.
We're thankful for you, Sonny. Thanks so much, and enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving.
Thanks, man. Take care.